Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Several days ago, UK College of Agriculture's Division of Regulatory Services and the Kentucky Ag Department received an FDA waiver allowing the blending of aflatoxin-contaminated corn. Daryl Johnson, Director of Regulatory Services at UK, says this summer's drought conditions combining heat and humidity for a significant period has led to the development of mold problems, which then led to development of aflatoxins in some corn fields. Their sampling so far show the problem is not widespread, but some farmers do have it and requested this action.
FDA administers a program. We on the state level handle the waiver. They can provide for a waiver through us to request that they be allowed to blend this corn down below 300 parts per billion.
Normally, FDA has strict prohibitions for sale of aflatoxin corn, but has, in drought years, issued waivers. Under exact procedures, blending an impacted crop with clean corn can drop the overall contaminant level. Johnson says that's been done before with no adverse effect when used with mature livestock.
100 parts per billion aflatoxin is perfectly safe for them. They're probably going to be looking for this kind of corn because they can buy it at a discount to, quote, clean corn. So it'll have a place. It'll help both the farmers producing the corn, and it can help some people that need corn to feed cattle that it would be appropriate for.
Johnson says several Midwest drought-impacted states have also been granted the waiver. We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
As mentioned in our first segment, UK regulatory service samplings generally show the aflatoxin problem to be fairly isolated among Kentucky farmers. Still, says Farm Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton, the FDA waiver on blending will provide some needed help on both ends of the drought-induced corn production shortfall that we face.
We're going to have a shortage of corn, there's no doubt, so I think that helps some of the end users extend the product as long as they stay within the guidelines of what they have.
There is some specific paperwork involved for both producer and the buyer of this blended product. Melton says this is a case for farmers to follow those procedures to the letter.
Producers blending on the farm really need to contact their county extension agent because they need to work through the UK regulatory services to apply for blending and then go through the right protocol to do this.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.